Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I don't even remember a time when we had such a backlog of work and difficult decisions staring us in the face. Every time the federal government spends $1, we have to borrow 40 cents of that dollar. We don't have the money. And with high unemployment, weak economy, we're not going to have the tax money coming in to close the gap. And now we're getting the word that because of the weak economy, the Congress will be asked to vote to raise the debt ceiling even sooner than expected. And that'll be after November elections. But the debate and battle over what must be cut will be full swing as the elections approach. And after the election, before the end of the year, there'll be a lame duck session of the U.S. Congress. They will be expected to get everything done that has been piling up over the last year. The Bush tax cuts will expire at the end of the year if the Congress doesn't do something about that. President Obama wants to keep the cuts in place except for those making more than $250,000 per year. Republicans say leave the Bush cuts as they are because raising taxes would hurt our fragile economy. And from the farmer and small business perspective, we don't know what will happen with the death tax. If the Bush tax cuts expire, the death tax will spike back up 5 times higher than it is today. Now, if that's going to happen, for the good of our children, we should die before the end of the year. I haven't even mentioned the farm bill. Give credit to the Senate for their progress, but the House still must pass a bill, and then the two bills will have to be reconciled. With all the other work to be done, I don't expect the new farm bill to be completed until sometime next year, and the old one will probably be extended for a few months. One last thing that I forgot, we don't even have a budget for next year. The House passed one, but the Senate didn't. Should we be surprised? The Senate has not passed a budget in 3 years. Do you know why they haven't? They're afraid to take any tough votes. Well, hopefully, this election will send a message that we expect our elected officials to have more courage than that. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.